So today, you're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 31, Text 7. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasatim Vyasam. Ato Jaya Mudiraye. Nashta Prayesho Bhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevayam. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Tanna Pradyotaya Dhyatma Jnanam Tattvartha Darshanam Yenanjasa tarishyamo dustaram bhavasagaram. Tat, therefore, naha, for us, pradyotayam, kindly awaken, adhyatma, transcendental, jnanam, knowledge, tattvam, absolute truth, artham, for the purpose of, darshanam, philosophy, yenam, by which, anjasa, easily, tarishyamaha, we can cross over, dushtaram, formidable, Bhavasagaram, the ocean of nations. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Dear Master, kindly enlighten us in transcendental knowledge, which may act as a torchlight by which we may cross the dark nations of material existence. The Prachetas requested Narada to enlighten them in transcendental knowledge. Generally, when a common man meets a saintly person, he wishes to get some material benediction. However, the Prachetas were not interested in material benefit, for they had enjoyed all this sufficiently, nor did they want the fulfillment of their material desires. They were simply interested in crossing the ocean of nations. Everyone should be interested in getting out of these material clutches. Everyone should approach a saintly person in order to be enlightened in this connection. One should not bother a saintly person to get blessings for material enjoyment. Generally, householders receive saintly persons to get their blessings, but their real aim is to become happy in the material world. Asking such material benedictions is not recommended in the Shastras. Om Gyana Timirandasya Gnanjana Shalaka Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shri Mati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunavadi Paschati Deshatarine Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Vatara Bhakta Kyanami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karana Sindhu Nina Vanda Jagatpate Govisha Govika Kantaradha Kantana Mustate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavani Shri Vrishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranavadu Hari Priye. Bhava Sagaram. It's not Bhava Sagaram, it's Bhava Sagaram, the ocean of nations. Bhava in Nectar of Devotion, we see, is there are different bhavas there described. vibhava, anubhava, vyabhichari bhava, sattvika bhava, and anubhava. But this is not what is meant here. Bhava also means nations, material nations. So the ocean of nations, bhava sagaram. We could say bhava sagaram, which would mean the ocean of bliss, perhaps. I'm not a Sanskrit person, but this is kind of one meaning that we can have here. So the ocean of bliss. What do prachetas want? Do they want to bhava sagaram, to experience the ocean of nations, or they want bhava? They want to become blissful, in experience the ocean of bliss. They want to experience the ocean of bliss. This was a rhetorical question, of course. We see in this section. They considered themselves very lowly because they were having family life, within which they were enjoying life for a long time. They had son Daksha. They had wife, and so on. So the kingdom. Now they say, we are frustrated, Narada. It's interesting context here. What they're saying is that they're conditioned, but in verse 3, what they're saying is, the speaker is saying is what Maitreya is saying to Uddhava. Vidura, sorry. After practicing the yoga asana for mystic yoga, the prachetas manage to control their life, air, mind, words, and external vision. Thus, by the pranayama process, they were completely relieved of material attachment. By rendering perpendicular, whatever that means, they could concentrate their minds on the uppermost Brahman. While they were practicing this pranayama, the great sage Narada, who is worshipped both by demons and by demigods, came to see them. So here, what we see is, Maitreya says, prachetas were fixed on the uppermost Brahman, Parabrahman. They were fixed on Krishna. And their favorite form of Krishna. I don't know, it was Krishna with the flute and peacock feather. Their favorite form of Krishna, perhaps Vishnu with four arms. Or, perhaps the same Vishnu that appeared to them earlier in this part of the Bhagavatam. So they were controlling. They were controlled. Their senses. They were detached. All these good qualities they had. They were sitting on one place, very advanced yoga, and they were focusing on the uppermost Brahman, Brahmani, Paremale. Let me see, Pare. Contamination, Brahman, the supreme. Yes. Engaged. Yojita, engaged. Brahmani, in the supreme. And then what happened? Narada Muni passed by. And then when they saw him, they interrupted their yoga practice. They interrupted. They didn't say, we attain the highest perfection, now you're fixed. No problem, detachment achieved. We are Paramahamsas. They didn't say that. When they saw Narada Muni, what did they did? Tatvidi pranipatena pariprasana seva yopadekshanti te gyanam gyaninas tattva darshanam. They said they interrupted their meditation, although it was properly done, focused on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they accepted Narada Muni. They said, please have a seat. They were serving him. Have a seat. They offered him a seat, some service. To sannyasi, traveling sannyasi, usually they don't need so much assistance. They need some place to, some shelter when they arrive, and they need some food. They need to be taken care of. They're not very demanding. If guru is family person, then perhaps they need more, because the family of guru is also respected by the disciples. And he's taken care of, so he needs more. But they just gave some service. They said, please have a seat. And then they were expressing They were asking him questions, pariprashna. But how did they do it? Did they just say, oh, Narada Muni, oh, colleague, you know, my friend, you know, nice to see you. No, in submission, in humility. How does this humility manifest? In previous verse, 6th verse, oh Master, may we inform you that because of our being overly attached to family affairs, we almost forgot the instructions we received from Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu. They didn't say, oh, we are anyway Paramahamsas, we are so fixed, look what advanced yoga we are doing. We don't actually need any other assistance, we are 10 of us, good association, no problem. But when Narada Muni came, they said, no, we have to serve this elevated personality. He's actually brother of their guru, Shiva. Shiva instructed them first. He's their guru. He said, worship Vishnu under the ocean. So they were worshiping Vishnu. And then Vishnu appeared. And then they went to Grihastha Ashram, where they expressed that they were entangled. They didn't think that was the best that they did. And they were sorry for what they did. We can say that their Grihastha Ashram was Grihastha, so that they remain fixed on Krishna while there. But for the sake of learning, because of course, obviously, they were elevated personalities, they were not ordinary human beings living in Kali Yuga, they were very expert in worshipping Krishna. So basically, we understand that they were devotees throughout their lives. However, we can learn that they were entangled. They say that. They were entangled and they didn't like this type of entanglement. They were considering it as an obstacle in their devotional life. Prabhupada mentions in this purport that we read today that they were sufficiently enjoying, and after they were sufficiently enjoying material life, they realized, oh, well, there is limitation to our enjoyment. We cannot fully enjoy. We have experienced sense enjoyment. Let us now give up this sense enjoyment. And because it is natural for the soul that has a tendency of renunciation. So then the time has come now that we have to give up and again fix on the Supreme Personality of Godhead without any ahaitukya pratihata. Without any motivation and without any interruption. So motivation is something that we are discussing today because Prachetas didn't ask, oh, let me continue my life for long, many, many more years and let me enjoy sense gratification. They purposefully, before, reduced their sense gratification they went below zero. In a Vanaprastha is in 7th canto described as in such a way that you think it's impossible to practice because it is complete neglect of cleanliness of the body, of cutting nails, cutting hair, taking care of the needs, not even begging, just living of some roots. Somehow you have to learn if you become Vanaprastha according to 7th canto, 16th? No, 10th to 15th chapter. 7th canto has only 15 chapters. So after Prahlad Lila is described, then Yudhishthir Maharaj asks, so what about ordinary living beings? You know, how can we please the Lord? We cannot be like Prahlad Maharaj. He was an Ananya Bhakta. He was not entangled like Prachetas wanted to become, or wanted to become. They expressed that they want to become like Prahlad Maharaj. They do not care for any other activity which is not a complete absorption in Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then Yudhishthir, because story of Prahlad Maharaj, 10th chapter in 7th canto, was narrated by Narada Muni. He was glorifying his own disciple by telling the story to Yudhishthir Maharaj on the occasion of Rajasuya Rajasuya Ashwamedha, whatever. A huge sacrifice that was performed by Yudhishthir Maharaj. So Yudhishthir was concerned after hearing Ananya Bhakti, nothing else. What was Prahlad's teaching? Okay, so. What was Prahlad's teaching? Let's concisely mention what was Prahlad's teaching. Because Prahlad was teaching this to his father, demon, Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad didn't accept any other motivation, not even any other activity than performance of devotional service. Bhagavad Gita is mentioned in 12th chapter. Krishna says to Arjuna, he says, if you cannot be completely absorbed into me, then practice devotional service. This practice of devotional service means continuous, without any other activity. And if you cannot do that, then Yukta Vairagya or Karma Yoga, you engage things that you have, you know, like... but, you know, for practicing devotional service, 64 processes or 9 processes taught by Prahlad Maharaj and elaborated, they become 64 by Rupa Goswami. So then if you practice those without any interruption, then you have to have some kind of be renounced. So this type of devotional service is recommended by Prahlad Maharaj. I like this section that I will read now from 7th canto, 5th chapter and 30th verse, because it is the highest form of bhakti that can be practiced here. And we see our previous acharyas, they took shelter of these principles. And what is happening here? Here is happening that Hiranyakashipu called his son. And beforehand, Prahlad Maharaj, he said to Hiranyakashipu, you should just give up Andakupam, the miserable well of the Grihamedi life that you're living, the thing you're in the center of everything, and go to Braj. That sadavarye suravaryadihinam sadasamudvignadiyam masadgrahat hitvatma patam griham andakupam vanam yato yadharim ashrayetam. He told him straight, threw it to his face, Plyusk, you know, this is where you are at. You think you're great, but actually you have neglected the worship of Krishna. Therefore, there is no use of what you're doing. Therefore, what is instruction for you? Vanam gato yad dharim ashrayeta. Vanam means Vrindavan. Gato means go. Gato yad dharim. The place, Vraj, is the place where the consciousness of Hari, the consciousness of Krishna, is prevalent. So wherever you see a group of people that they're Krishna conscious, this is where Prahlad Maharaj is advising Hiranyakashipu to go. And what to do there? Dharim ashrayeta. Hari ashrayeta. Ashrayeta means surrender. So what Hiranyakashipu did? He was a little bit nervous. Became nervous. And then he said, he did some politics that sometimes in the management is sometimes necessary. Sometimes it's not necessary. So he did some administration there. He called Sandayanamarka and he said, look, make sure that he is trained properly in politics, sense gratification. He must have these agendas, political agendas to you know, he is my son. You know, he must be like me, not this Vishnu thing. And Sandayanamarka said, okay, we'll do what we can. So they said, they tried to train Prahlad. No Krishna Katha during the class. So nowadays the issue is don't talk during when the class is going, and don't, you know, hear attentively and learn what we have to say, teacher says in the class. So Sandayanamarka, yes, very believing, yes, he will definitely understand that this is real value of life. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. This is not even moksha. Dharma, artha, kama. Forget moksha. This comes maybe sometime. The demonic type of moksha, which means karma. And dharma in a sense that you accumulate more sense gratification. That how to usurp the wealth of others. Politics, you know, how to become respected in society, how to become prominent leader. Yes, this is real value of life. This is what you should dedicate. And this is what you should do. This is how you should focus your life on. You have to become strong. That's why you should do tapasya. That's why you should do yajna. That's why you should do charity. Forget about Vishnu. If he exists, well, Hiranyakashipu knew that he exists because he just killed his brother. So, Hiranyaksha. So, and then, now he called Prahlad Maharaj. And what did Prahlad Maharaj say? Trusting father, oh my good son, now you have learned. I gave you best teachers. Affectionately, he received him. He said, oh Prahlad, what you have learned in school. As if Prahlad would not know that Hiranyakashipu did politics behind his back. So, Prahlad said, Materna Krishne Pratasatova, Mitoli Padjeta Grihavratanam, Adanta Gobir Vishatam Tamisram, Punah Punash Charvita Charvananam. Prahlad Maharaj replied, because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress toward hellish conditions in repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. Their inclinations toward Krishna are never aroused, either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by a combination of both. Prahlad Maharaj is saying, you are so low. You consider yourself so great, but you're so low. Because, why? You have no inclination toward Krishna. And he says, to even stress this point, he says, it will never be aroused. Even if you receive instructions of others. Prahlad Maharaj says, I already told you, you know, you're in a totally miserable situation. Remember, I instructed you already, I told you, and you still couldn't understand. And you, by your own efforts, you try to understand something that it cannot be understood. You're trying to become immortal. You cannot become immortal in your own crazy way. You maintain your body forever. But even if you became the most elevated personality in the world, even Brahma has to leave this body. So what is the use? You try on your own to attain its highest perfection. You try, you don't listen to others' instructions. What is the use? It will never be aroused. You're so conditioned. So proud. Prabhupada said that Ravana had one fault. Ravana was very intelligent, Prabhupada describes. Very intelligent, very learned. He knew all about sociology, psychology. He knew all about mathematics. He knew all about cosmology, astrology. He knew about sense gratification. He knew about yagya. He knew about all these things. He was so learned. But he couldn't properly apply this. Why, Prabhupada says? Because he didn't accept Krishna. He didn't have any inclination to Krishna. And Prachetas here say that we were very fallen. We don't have any inclination towards Krishna. Therefore, we need your help, O Narada Muni. Like Ravana, he didn't understand that. That's why, that's conditioning. And Hiranyakashipu, he didn't understand. That's conditioning. And Prahlad Maharaj exposes him. Devotees, they expose themselves in front of Krishna, in front of elevated devotees, and they say, I don't have much qualification. I need mercy. That's what they're saying here, Prachetas. Dear Master, kindly enlighten us in transcendental knowledge. So then Prahlad Maharaj continues, Nate viduhu svartagatim hi Vishnu, rashe ye bahir artamaninam. Andhaya tandre rupaniya manas tepisha tantram urudham nibadaha. Persons who are strongly entrapped by the consciousness of enjoying material life and who have therefore accepted as their leader or guru a similar blind man attached to external sense objects cannot understand that the goal of life is to return home back to Godhead and engage in the service of Lord Vishnu. As blind men guided by another blind man miss the right path and fall into a ditch, materially attached men led by another materially attached man are bound by the ropes of fruitive labor which are made of very strong cords, and they continue again and again in materialistic life, suffering the threefold miseries. The threefold miseries, adhyatmika, dibhautika, didaivika, they're always, the living entity is always exposed to these three. From other living entities, from the providence, from the planet, different planets, and from one's own body and mind. Mind, as long as the mind is not liberated. But the body always comes the problem. There's sickness, there's illness, there's old age. Paramahamsas, they have to leave their body. So there's always this free. And as long as one does not become, leave this place of misery and go back home, back to Godhead, like Prahlad Maharaj kindly suggests to Hiranyakashipu here. On the other hand, Prachetas, they are aware of that. They want this understanding, this knowledge by which they can return. So as long as someone does not accept a bona fide spiritual master, like Prachetas are demonstrating here, they're accepting Narada Muni, who is the best of all spiritual masters. He's also spiritual master in our sampradaya. One will not be able to advance very quickly. Naishamati stavadurukramangrim, Prahlad continues, Sprishatya nartapagamo yadartaha mahiya shampadara jobishekam nishkinchananam navrinitayavad. Unless they smear upon their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, completely freed from material contamination. Sprishatya. Mahiyasham. Nishkinchana. Two words. Mahiyasham means perfect devotee, Mahatma. Nishkinchana means without any attachment, without any material contamination, freed from material contamination. Persons very much inclined towards materialistic life cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, who is glorified for his uncommon activities. Urukramangrim, he said. Naishamati stavad urukramangrim. Urukrama means the one who is performing unusual activities. Only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, in this way can one be freed from material contamination. So Prahlad Maharaj advises two things. Smear your body by the dust of from the feet of a Vaishnava completely freed from material contamination. Shuddha bhakrata charana renu bhajana nukula. Bhaktivinoda Thakur suggests the same thing. Take the dust from the feet of the Vaishnava, of the first class Vaishnava. Serve every Vaishnava and have great desire and determination to advance in spiritual life. In this way, one will quickly advance. So this is the recipe that gives here also Prahlad Maharaj to Hiranyakashipu. He says, if you do not submit yourself, if you do not literally, directly and indirectly smear the dust of the feet of a Vaishnava, which this may mean directly, in direct sense means literally, you smear the dust from the feet of the Vaishnava. You can put someone's slippers on the head. But this really is very, very powerful if person is Mahiyasha and Nishkinchana, as pure is Paramahamsa, is pure, and is Mahatma, is devotee of Krishna, pure devotee, like in the highest sense of the word, that's like the most powerful you can have, the dust, and that is very purifying. And if you do it with an honest heart, you have one has to do it in with an honest heart. And in this way, approach, like here, Prachetas are approaching. Please, yeah, after this three verses that Prahlad Maharaj kindly speaks for our benefit and for the benefit of Hiranyakashipu, with full faith that Hiranyakashipu, being so intelligent and so learned, will understand that this is the fact. I have to surrender to Krishna. I have to find a spiritual master. Basically, he had spiritual master in front of his eyes. He could just understand, oh, I'm so fortunate. My son is such a great devotee. I have to surrender to my son to get all the blessings. Because he is such a person that he is describing. He has realized. And where did you learn? He could say, where did you learn all this great knowledge? Share with me. Give me more. After this, Hiranyakashipu, of course, did not react in such a way. As we know from 7th canto, he said, he pushed him off. You deserve to be killed. Well, this is extreme. Well, at least we shouldn't do that, you know, when we meet a devotee, even if a devotee is neophyte. I'm not saying that anyone would be inclined to do so, but this is one extreme that Hiranyakashipu illustrated. So at that point, he ordered boldly, kill him. So then Prahlad Maharaj was exposed to all kinds of poison, everything. And he proved that he is such a person. Nishkinchana Mahashat, like Narada Muni was his guru. So now I'd like to mention some few points about the transcendental knowledge. The word tatvartha is here. Darshanam tatva. Darshanam means philosophy. Darshanam also means darshan. I don't know which form of the word means the presence of the Lord. So basically here they refer to tatva darshanam. Tattva darshanam. There is in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, second chapter. If you want to know the philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam in one chapter, you go to second chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. You read that and you have in one chapter, is like, I don't know, 30 verses, something like that, all philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam. That what Shukadeva Goswami elaborates later on in Bhagavatam. So there you find verses like Vadanti Tattvavidas. Oh no, that is wrong one. Kamasya Nendriya Pretir Labho Jivata Yavata Jivasya Tattvavi Jigyasa Nartoya Cheha Karma Bihi. Life's desire should never be directed towards sense gratification. One should desire only a healthy life or self-preservation, since a human being is meant for inquiring about the absolute truth. Nothing else should be the goal of one's works. So these prachetas, they demonstrate this, and Prabhupada is mentioning here that the prachetas were simply interested in crossing the ocean of nations. So tattva we are discussing here. What is this tattva? In next verse from this, okay, so this verse first describes what is tattva? What is the importance of inquiring of tattva darshanam? So importance of inquiring about tattva darshanam is that one is becoming realized of Krishna. So simple. Yeah, it's self-preservation. One should not, on the other hand, one should not endeavor, although the tendency is so great in this material world, tendency of Hiranyakashipu, Prachetas are addressing, this tendency of enjoyment. Tendency for enjoyment, for expressing, for making steps, for using, for planning to have better sense enjoyment in the future is very strong. And sometimes when you stand in front of the Lord with, you know, how can I, all these material desires, you know, how can I express anything? It's like, you know, would this be sincere if I say, oh, I want only you, Krishna? I want to learn about you. I want to go deeper in Krishna consciousness. I want to do more service for Krishna. Is this at all honest? Is this sincerity? Is this honesty if I say that? So better let me just be honest and express all my be real. Express all my material desires and try to fulfill them. And say, oh, Krishna, whenever I'll fulfill these desires, then I'll have time to worship you. How things work is not in this way. How things work is that one has to become aware of the transcendence. Tattva darshanam. One has to learn about tattva darshanam. One has to realize. First learn, then reflect on these things, contemplate, and then realizations will come. Tattva darshanam is defined in next verse. We just read 1 to 10, first canto, second chapter, 10th verse. Now we'll read first canto, second chapter, 11th verse. Vadanti tattva vidas tattva yajnanam advayam prameti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shavdyate. Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan. So this is Tattva Darshanam. This is what one should learn. Vedanta Sutra contradicts, opposes the Vedic concept. Four Vedas means are mainly focusing on Vedic literature, is with exception of Upanishads, is mainly focusing on what is happening, Dharma Shastra, rituals, Vedic rituals, Dharma Shastra, and so on. They're focusing on what is happening in this material, how to be successful and live dharmic life, dharma, within this world. But what is real dharma is I hate when this happens. The verse from Bhagavatam. Savai prasa paro dharmo yato bhaktira dokshache haitukiya pratihata yanatma suprasidati. Dharma, supreme occupation, the supreme dharma, supreme duty is that which enables one to perform devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service should be haitukya pratihatayanatva, should be uninterrupted and unmotivated in order to completely satisfy the self. So what completely satisfies the self is not something that we find in the Vedas. Like Narada Muni is criticizing Vyasadeva. He divided the Vedas, even wrote Mahabharata. But he said, this is all incomplete because you haven't introduced, you haven't spoken directly about Tattva Darshanam. You have to speak directly about Bhagavan, Paramatma, and Brahman. How does this work? How does this apply? That's why Chaturshloki, if you look, I won't discuss now, too much time it would be taken. Chaturshloka focuses on Bhagavatam, Chaturshloki Bhagavatam focuses on this philosophy, Tattva Darshanam. One has to understand this has to inquire and understand about tattva darshanam. So this first, he says, tattva jigyasa, jivasya tattva jigyasa in 10th verse, that the importance is to inquire about tattva jigyasa, about tattva. Tattva jigyasa, one has to learn about tattva jigyasa. This is the process. That's why you approach spiritual master. Not for Prabhupada mentions in the purport we're discussing today, because you want some material benefit, or this is how it works. And tatva yajnanam then is in 11th verse, vadanti tatva vidas, that which is known by those who know tatva is that which is known by those who know tatva is Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Everything here, clear, in Shastra, quoting essential verses of Bhagavatam. This is what one should inquire from. This is the duty of spiritual master. This is the duty of disciple to inquire. And how does this work? But then my needs, my emotions will not be fulfilled. I will not be materially. There's material and spiritual. No. When one becomes aware of transcendence, whether it goes first to Brahman and is aware of Paramatma and Bhagavan, or one goes first to Paramatma and is aware that, or approaches Bhagavan, that's the best, and is aware of Paramatma and Bhagavan. The realization, Prabhupada here one lecture gives, that sometimes there is discussion, who is supreme? Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. Some say Bhagavan, some say Paramatma. He's explaining like this in one of his lectures. And he said, no, supreme is Paramatma, Bhagavan, and Bhagavan and Brahman. All three are supreme. That is supreme. That is tattva darshanam. That is supreme understanding what is tattva. That's why Sutta Goswami says, those who know the truth. Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth. What else is there to say? They call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. All three. We cannot exclude them. We cannot separate them. Krishna, when we say Krishna, then it means also Krishna expands. And this is important for us because we are here in the material world and we need to know transcendence. So when you ask what's transcendental, you say Bhagavan, Paramatma, Brahman. So this is transcendent. This is tattva darshan. Proper understanding of these three, we can say absolute truth is this. If someone asks you what is absolute truth, said Bhagavan, Paramatma. In proper understanding of this, it's not merging. It's proper understanding means you have to be sober. You have to properly understand this. Three. This means that from devotional perspective, one has to understand, I am soul, I'm conditioned in this world, and I need to understand this three properly in order to, you know, attain the highest. So, Prachetas, they demonstrate this clearly. They say, we want more. We want to know more about Krishna. We don't know everything. In the past, we were sense enjoyers. We are so unqualified. But now we have this mercy to have your association. Let us kindly hear from you what you have to say about tattva darshanam. Philosophy of tattva, of Krishna. And of course, we will spend a couple of weeks discussing what Narada Muni is. Narada Muni's reply. So it is natural to endeavor for transcendence within us to express when we come. It is actually very kind and very humble behavior if you come in front of the Murti of Prabhupada, in front of the Murti, or in front of the spiritual master. It's very kind, it's very polite, it's very nice, and it works if at that time we put aside our urges inside, we see our tendencies. They're urging, oh, I want to pray that I can marry this person or that person. But it's nice, it's polite, and it's not repressing if you put aside at least at that time, and we humbly say, Krishna, look, it's so kind that you appeared here, in the form of the deity, and he's so kind that my spiritual master has come, and he is willing to give me his association. So let me inquire about how can I become more Krishna conscious? How can I be better engaged nicely in Krishna consciousness? And how can I be realized? Because without realization, without developing higher taste, without realization, no matter what kind of circumstance we find ourselves in material world, we see Ravana, we see Hiranyakashipu, these are examples, these are principles, from them we draw principles. Even if no one in the universe can kill you, neither a beast, neither a demigod, neither a demon, neither a daylight, neither at night time, even if that, to such a degree, Hiranyakashipu was furious, he was so afraid. He would just want to ignore this, his own anarthas, and not accept them as his own conditioning. He would say, I am not conditioned. But Hiranyakashipu failed, as well as Hiranyaksha, as well as whoever only focuses on the material situation, to some extent, okay, but the full happiness. Ahaituki apratihata yenatma supersediti. Living being cannot be happy without completely. Ahaituki apratihata. Ahaituki apratihata. Unmotivated devotional service. And that what we should endeavor for, that what we should desire. Sometimes when we express these desires, might sound like, oh, I'm not honest, I don't really desire to understand the transcendence in a proper way. But this is proper thing, because without breaking through and reaching the transcendental, without that, we cannot think, we have no right to think that we'll be happy. It's not possible, because when the situation that we once wanted will come, the happiness will not be there as we were expecting, because we think that object of the sense enjoyment will result in happiness. But that does not happen. Sense enjoyment does not result in happiness. It results in it, the person is intoxicated, becomes more intoxicated. One takes intoxication, one takes illicit sex, one takes some other gross or subtle form of sense gratification, and that is not what satisfied the soul. It might satisfy the body, but if only satisfies the body, person can never be happy. This is the principle. Okay, so therefore, I'll read one verse. We go back to Prahlad Maharaj. This will be the conclusion. Kaumara acharit pragyo dharman bhagavatan iha durlabha manusham janma tadapi adruvam artadam. Prahlad Maharaj said, one who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body from the very beginning of life, in other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. The human body is most rarely achieved, and although temporary, like other bodies, it is meaningful, because in human life, one can perform devotional service. Even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection. So Prabhupada says, don't waste time, please surrender to Krishna. Inquire about Tattva Darshanam. Become a serious transcendentalist, because this is the education that we are getting from Parampara. This is the education that we are supposed to give to others. This is education. It's about transcendence. Hare Krishna. Someone has any comment or question? Everything quiet? No, these topics are unlimited. You could always get some more. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, Gopal, Madhu Gopal is bringing it down to, like, directly down to us. He says that we should seek opportunity even amongst our own friends and equals, not necessarily only. Of course, it's the most powerful if we approach Mahiyasha, or who is Nishkinchana. So that's the most powerful. But that doesn't... Also, when I remember what kind of mood devotee was preaching to me, he was 1 month's devotee, and he met me, and he was preaching to me, and he told me everything he knew. And if I think now, in what kind of mood, in how he was preaching, I'm thinking like, how could this person ever attract me to Krishna consciousness? So this is like, it's not that only spiritual master can give us enlightenment. We have to observe, we have to be good observant, because devotees are doing so many things and are helping in so many different ways and helping us to arrange, managing this temple. I mean, the temples are perfect. That's why Prabhupada liked temples, because you can engage in service of Krishna 24 hours. So, like, he says that amongst devotees, we can remind ourselves about Krishna, and that is step. This is actually part of the culture. This should be. Why do we say, when we meet each other on this, we say Hare Krishna or Hare Bol? That's how we remind each other about Krishna. So this is also important, because just people that we live with, we discuss about transcendental topics, about Krishna directly, or about his expansions, about devotees of Krishna. We see different examples from Shastra, and we hear a class. This is all we are doing that day by day. Perhaps we are aware that we are progressing in this way, but. So I just wanted to point out that it is very important to go deeper and deeper in these topics, and with humble attitude, and by reflecting on it, it requires serious study. And it requires serious study. It's not just that everyone. Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita and the purport 10.8, let me see, that only more advanced devotees can actually discuss transcendence. We can remind each other, but there has to be some guidance, some instruction from the side of advanced devotees. Because how do advanced devotees associate? Let me find the verse. Yes. So bodhayanta means preaching, and inspiring, enthusing one another. So we do whatever we can to inspire others. Whether we are paramahamsa, whether we are just the beginner, or we feel that we are beginner and we try to whatever, or we are medium, for we are beginner, or we are medium sized devotee, or we are big devotee, paramahamsa. So we try to remind others, we try to inspire others. So Prabhupada, let me see here, inspiring point verses, maybe I won't find it now, we don't have time. Okay. Thus the realized souls in Krishna consciousness take continual pleasure in hearing such transcendental literature. Just as a... Oh no, that's not right. I'm sorry. I can't find it now. I'll find it later. But the point is that we need definitely guidance from very advanced devotee, as advanced as possible. But the culture is that, the point is also that we remind each other about Krishna. And that is also helping each other advance. So helping each other go towards Krishna and realization of transcendence. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.